Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2.25 cents at 640 3/4. May wheat down 4.5 cents at 684. May beans up 4.75 cents at 1433. We had the meal and oil both higher overnight. Meal was up about a buck. Oil was up about 37 ticks. Really pretty quiet overnight. Farm futures came out and said that the acreage number is going to be 87.8 on Friday, 89.6 on the soybeans. I think soybeans are high. I think corn is pretty low. We'll see. Planting delays they're talking about in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, as this snow front moves through, could drop another 6 to 10 inches of snow up there. Certainly that'll delay planting somewhat out here, but it's still awful early. A good warm snap and some rain could take care of that snowpack in a hurry. But right now, traders are keeping an eye on that. The rest of the country looks like it's in pretty good shape. South obviously getting hit with the tornadoes and a lot of rain down there. But I think we've got another a week from today. We'll start getting the crop ratings and have a better idea of what's going in the ground. We did have a sale this morning, 113,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. I don't think that's China, but we'll have to see. We know the funds are now short about 40,000 contracts of corn, long about 89 beans, long 110 meal, short about 19,000 oil, and short 86,000 wheat. Obviously, the funds going from 210 to 220 long to now being short is what's pushed this market down. I wouldn't be surprised to see, a little bit of buying on the lows here today. I think the weight was down. I think it was overdone on Friday with some of these rumors that were out there about about Russia canceling export sales. Putin's going to keep saying whatever he wants to, and I think he's going to be selling, grain on rallies out here, and he's going to do whatever he can to accomplish that. Obviously, the war in Ukraine and Russia is on people's minds out here. The Ukrainians certainly look like they're holding their own for the moment, but they do need those U.S. supplies, which hopefully they'll get out here. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. People will be watching that. But the big thrust this week is going to be the weather and obviously the acreage and stocks reports at the end of the month. Probably the bean stocks will be the most critical with a carryout looking at 210. We'll see if they push those stocks up a little bit with a lack of real export business out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.